Hey, it's Wednesday night. It's 7 p.m. We're going to jump back into the Where's the Fruit series we've been talking about the last little bit. Missed you guys last week. Hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. Kept your family crowd small and obeyed all the rules and kept yourself safe, but still enjoyed the time. I hope it was awesome for you. I missed hanging out with you guys last week. Excited to jump back into it this week. As excited as we can be, talking about patience this week. I feel like 2020, if nothing else, has taught us some patience. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to deal with that? Blah, blah, blah. It's frustrating. Seems like everything we try to do, there ends up being a longer timeline than we've expected. So I think this is very timely, that we're talking about this before the end of the year this year. I hope tonight to be able to kind of talk about what patience is, where does it come from, and how do we show it, or how do we bear that fruit. So if you guys want to, just pray with me real quick. We'll get started and go on with it. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you've given us, God. I thank you for your blessings of health and God, your blessings of just the care that you take over us and the provision, God, that you give us. And I just thank you for the opportunity to speak your word tonight about patience, God, and about times in our life where maybe we don't know what's coming next and we're not really wanting to think about what we've just come through, God, and we just have to be patient where we are and understand that it's okay to be in those moments. And I pray that you just help us with that tonight. I pray that you would just help us to learn to trust in you and learn to just understand what it is to be patient in you and understand what that gift is about. God, I pray that you would be with the body of this church. God, I pray that we begin to seek you in a way maybe that we never have before and deeper than we ever have before, God. I pray for just the new events that will be coming this week, God. Help us to look for you and to look forward and to be positive and God, just to seek you out in everything that we do. We thank you so much for who you are, what you do, and God, just the love that you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so there's always a joke in the church. You know, you just don't pray for patience because you get this terrible set of events after that, and you've got to just endure it. Well, like I said a few minutes ago, 2020 has begun to teach us all about patience. You know, we thought our kids were going to go back to school, and then that was delayed. And then they went, and then they're out, and then they went, and then they're out. And that causes difficulty and delay and just all the things that we normally do, we're having to put on hold, and we're just having to sit and wait and endure those things and to be patient in dealing with those. And if you guys know me at all, you know that I'm one of the least patient people you will ever meet. It's something that I struggle with. It's something that I'm just not wired that way. I'm not wired to be chill and patient with events or unfolding of circumstances or anything like that. So this is one of the gifts that I definitely struggle with for sure. Tonight we're going to look at it and we're going to try to figure out exactly what Paul was talking about when he talks about patience as one of the fruits of the Spirit. And the word that Paul uses in the Greek is called, it's macrothumia. It's made up of the word long, macro, and thumia, which is expressed roughly as an outburst of passion. So the King James Version calls patience long-suffering. And what it seems like Paul's implying here is that his definition of patience is not just sitting idly with our hands in our pockets while events unfold around us. It's more about being able to endure suffering, being able to go a long time without outbursts of, you know, passion. And it's like a negative connotation in passion, not like excited passion, pursuing God passion. It's like a passionate, rageful fit kind of passion that he's getting at here. And what he's trying to tell us is that when we begin to bear the fruit of patience, we begin to see and understand and begin to lay hold of the ability to suffer through circumstances, to endure circumstances for a long period of time. So, I think as we continue to build on these gifts, you know, we talked about love, we talked about joy, and we talked about peace. And as we begin to understand those things fully and begin to move from those things into patience, we can understand that no matter what circumstance we're in, if we understand the love of God, we know that He has that relationship with us, that agape love that we talked about so many times. We're going to go back over all these again. And we understand that our joy is not a circumstantial emotion. It's not something that's wavering with every thought or thing that we have. It's something deeper than that. And then we begin to look back at peace. And what is peace? And peace is not just the absence of turmoil. It's the ability to understand who's in control of our situation no matter what. And as we build on those, we begin to move into being able to be patient. Begin to move into the ability to suffer longly, to suffer for a long period of time and be okay with it. And that goes into the first point tonight. What is patience? And to me in this situation, I really feel like patience is more about not what we don't do, but our ability to persevere through difficult situations. And what I mean by that is you know, things are going to happen to us. Things are going to come about, and things are going to try to knock us off course as Christians and just as human beings. We're going to have that wavering up and down of emotion just because we're human and that's what we do. But when we begin to operate in those first three gifts, we can see that when we build that and when we build on top of those, we can persevere through difficult situations. And Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 12, verse 12. He says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer." And so he's bringing about the light of hope there, and to rejoice in the fact that we have hope. And what brings us hope is when we understand that we've built on the love and the joy and the peace of God, and that gives us hope and to be able to persevere through situations that aren't great, that are difficult to deal with. When we can't see family members, when we can't grieve like we want to grieve, when someone passes away right now because of the societal and health risks that we have, and we can't celebrate with people because of the same reasons, and it makes it difficult for us, but we have hope in God to know that He's in control of that. And we remember in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So when we understand that, it makes it easier for us to be patient in those situations. Is it something that we get excited about? Probably not. We're never excited in affliction. We've talked about that before, and what joy and what peace is. It's being able to be okay in those times of turmoil. And Paul also says here to be patient in the affliction, to be persistent in prayer. And the third part of that verse is what I think it begins to be that rope that kind of pulls us as we're trudging along through the difficult situations, and that's prayer. And it's so important that we talk to God. It's so important that we have that conversation with Him, and that's what keeps those that relationship for sure, but then it helps us to understand the love, and it helps us to be able to understand the joy and the peace of God as well, because if we don't talk to Him, we don't know Him, and He doesn't know us. He knows us, but we don't let Him. We don't feel like He knows us if we don't speak to Him. And it makes it so much harder because we begin to isolate ourselves and we begin to set ourselves into this point where we're alone. And we're not alone. But if we don't talk to God, we begin to build these walls around us. And then we hear those things from Satan like, nobody understands what we're going through. It's hard to be patient when I'm in this situation and I'm hurting, or I'm struggling, or I'm just emotionally exhausted, or mentally I don't have it anymore. My mental capacity is so full with all the things I have going on. If we don't talk to God about those things, He can't take those burdens. He can't take the weight of what that is and how that makes us feel in those circumstances. So the first thing tonight, remember about what is patience. Patience is perseverance. Patience is the ability to continue in difficult situations and to be okay with those difficult situations because we know who's in control. We know who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that when God sets His word forth, it doesn't return void. And we can remember those promises that He has for us. And those are the things that help us to trudge through the mud in that. And another scripture here talking about patience being perseverance is James chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. And it says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, but endurance must do its complete work, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So, it's another one of those kind of positive things about, and positive spin or silver lining about difficult situations, that when our faith is tested, it begins to produce endurance. And the endurance he's talking about here says, it must do its complete work, so that we can be mature and grown-up Christians lacking nothing, and help us to be complete Christians. And that's kind of what we're talking about as we begin to try to bear these fruits of the Spirit and try to be able to give these fruits of the Spirit. I don't feel like we can give patience or we can show patience until our faith is tested. And when our faith is tested, it's just like as a runner trains for a marathon. You know, cardiovascularly, he has to push himself or she has to push herself to get faster and to get better and to get stronger. And the heart has to be able to pump faster and harder for longer periods of time so that we can get in good shape to be able to finish that marathon. And it's the same way as a Christian. If our faith is never tested, if our faith is never tried, what substance does it have? What ability does it have to overcome trial? And that there's no basis to faith if it's never been tested. There's no basis to faith if it's never been tugged at or pulled away, and we have to fight for it sometimes. And so tonight, I think that one of the things we talk about here is patience. What is it? It's perseverance. It's striving to move forward in difficult times. It's the ability to understand we know that God is in control. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the issue, we know that He's in control. And as we begin to build from the first three fruits into patience, it's the ability to kind of stack those and allow us to live with knowing the love of God, understanding the joy of God, and living in the peace of God that allows us to be patient with difficult situations. So tonight, first thing, what is it? It's perseverance. Patience is perseverance. The next thing, where does it come from? Simple Bible school answer, right? It comes from God, duh. But how does it come from God? What does that mean? And I think for me, like personally, when I thought about this and began to try to pull from different parts of my spirit and different parts of my life experience and understand this, it comes from my ability to trust in God. It's not just that He hands it to me. It's something that I have to take and look at and begin to ingest and own. And if you've never had an experience or you've forgotten about the experiences in times where it was just really rough, whether it was a loss of someone, a difficult situation, you know, marriage problems, job problems, whatever it may be, and you've been in those points in your life where there's no other way out other than to trust God. There's no other way to get through the instance or the circumstance or the event that you're dealing with without trusting God. When you get to that desperate point where that is literally the only way out, we understand God's enormous power. And that trust in God, we know that He can pull us out of those situations and He can help us to grow through those situations. And as we begin to walk through them, we can see His strength, and we're reminded and shown that when we're weak, then He can be strong. And when we're in those problems is when He gets to show off and be able to show us that love and joy and peace. And then it allows us to see the patience again. But where does it come from? Obviously, it comes from God. It's a fruit of the Spirit. But it comes from the trust in God. And it comes in the trust of His all-knowing and just His ability to see the right now, but see the future at the exact same time and know exactly where we are, but know exactly where we're going as well. And when we begin to have that trust in Him to know He's in 100% control, it makes patience so much easier. It makes that so much more attainable. And it doesn't seem like this lofty goal as a Christian when we understand that it comes through the trust in Him. One of the things that I thought about here was Abraham. When God began to talk about him, we've spoken about this on Wednesday night before, about the promise that He gave Abraham about a son. And He said, you know, I'm going to give you a son. And Abraham had to wait a long time, and he had to be really patient with it. And he tried to do things on his own, and they didn't work. And when he finally trusted God, God delivered on His promise. And the writer of Hebrews is kind of referring back to that in chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. And he's talking about God here, saying, I will indeed bless you, and I will greatly multiply you. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham obtained his promise. And when we begin to understand that patience is waiting, patience is the ability to wait, but it's also the ability to be active while we're waiting. And it's also the ability to trust in God and know that He does have a plan for us. And even if it doesn't make sense, even if we look at it logically and it just, there's no way. How in the world was Abraham going to have a son? He was like a million years old when God told him that. And in his mind, it didn't make sense. But God's thoughts are higher than ours, and His ways are higher than ours. And the way that He begins to operate in our lives a lot of times just doesn't make sense. But when we understand the patience and understand that fruit comes from trusting in Him and trusting in that plan that He has, it makes it easier for us to attain, and it makes it easier for us to begin to bear that fruit as Christians. So the last part, talking about what is it? It's perseverance. Where does it come from? It comes from trusting in God's all-knowing, 100% awesome power that He has that's higher than us, even when it doesn't make sense. The last part, well, how do I show it? What do I do? And how do when people look at us, do they see us as patient people or not? I don't know. Like, for me, it's so hard because I feel like in situations, you know, I'm the guy that's like sitting behind somebody at a red light and they're looking at their phone or something at a red light and it's been 3 seconds and I'm like livid about why that person isn't going. I'm not very patient. But I think when I begin to really try to just explore this a little bit in my mind and in my heart, and I feel like it's the ability to not be affected by the circumstances around us. And that just further builds on these other gifts that we have. You know, when we understand the love of God, that unconditional love of God, and we have that good relationship with Him, when we understand that joy goes beyond what we feel like that day. Joy is something that's forward-looking into what's going to happen to, or what we're going to get to when we are Christians. And then the peace of God that just knows that no matter what, He's in control. And that leads us in the ability to be patient. A lot of times I get wrapped up in my flesh and I get wrapped up in my right here, right now. And I don't have a forward-looking mentality or spiritual sight to be able to say, yeah, man, it's rough right now. Yeah, man, I'm stressed right now. But I know that things are going to get better because God has a plan for good things for me. God has a plan and He cares for me like a son. And He may chasten me some days, but it's because He loves me and He wants to correct me. And those things where I get caught up and I can't see those, or I choose not to look at those, that's when I find myself being the most impatient. I find myself being the most impatient. Driver, husband, dad, friend, all those things. I have a difficulty having conversations with people when I get to that point. But it's because I look at the here and now. I look at the circumstances that are going on around me, and I begin to be affected by that, and I begin to think about how tired I am, or how frustrated I am that things are the way they are, and how frustrated I am that I can't do this or I can't go here, whatever, all those things. And it it pulls my eyes away from looking at those positive things that we talked about. Well, how do you fix that? How do you begin to bear the fruit of patience and show that to the people around us so that we can give that? Because that's our goal, to bear these fruits, to be able to show them and give them. For me, it's a constant refocusing. It's taking a step and asking God for the spiritual awareness to say, oh, man, today's a little wild. What's going on here? Today's not normal. Why am I like this? Why am I so rash? Why am I so frustrated, so easily and agitated? Oh, it's because I'm looking at what's going on. God, help me remember about that love that you have for me. Help me, God, to remember about what that love and that joy that love brings, God. And help me to live in the peace of what's going on so that I can endure the situations that I'm in right now. And I think that's what it takes for me. It may be a little bit different for you, but that process and that, as I begin to build, it's showing me how to progress as a spiritual, in my spiritual walk and as a Christian and trying to be a Christian leader in my home and in the community and just in the people that I meet, you know, friends and acquaintances that I have. How am I affected by the things that are going on around me? Am I able to keep my eyes fixed on Him, or do I find myself taking these tangents where I'm just running from it, or I'm running into this direction and getting caught up by this and this wind and that wind just pulling me away? How well am I doing with that? Man, sometimes I'm not doing very well. Sometimes I get caught up in those because we just get caught up in the flesh sometimes. We're not active in that. And I think that's why Paul tells us to pray without ceasing and just to always stay on that and just to have that mindset where we're always asking God, hey, keep me on focus. Keep me where we're at. Keep me where I'm going to be present spiritually. Tonight, talking about a couple of things, how to not be affected by our circumstances and how to not be affected by the things around us. Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, 13 says, very common scripture, I know both how to have a little and I know how to have a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well fed or hungry, whether in abundance or need. I am able to do all things through Him who strengthens me. And I think that that's like the epitome of being able to be patient. The epitome of being able to understand the first three gifts and being okay with what's going on. That doesn't mean we just, like I said, it doesn't mean we just sit on our hands. It doesn't mean that we just stop and when things get hard and let God just completely take control. He needs us to be instruments for Him in this time. He wants us to be those vessels that speak His word and begin to deliver the things that He wants people around us to have. But to be able to be patient in difficult times is understanding how to be content when we have a lot, how to be content when we don't have a lot, how to be content when things are good and when things are bad, and knowing that we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. But it takes that. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. And we can't know the Him in that scripture without that active relationship. We can't know the Him who strengthens us without having been tested before. We can't know the Him who strengthens us without daily talking to Him and praying and understanding that. And that's what it takes, is that active spiritual mindset to say, man, today I'm getting after it spiritually. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. God, help me stay focused on what's going on. Help me to be present spiritually, to understand when I'm wavering or I'm beginning to move off course. Help me to understand how to stay close to you. And then that allows us to be patient and to be okay and not, you know, become more unflappable for Him on circumstances that we're dealing with. Another thing here, that one of the last scripture that I thought of about patience and how do we deal with what's going on? Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed in us." And no matter what we're going through, no matter what the issue is, it's rough. You know, we feel like everything that it's trying to keep us from doing the things we love, seeing the people we love, all the situations that we deal with. Outside of 2020, everything that you've ever dealt with in your life, the depression, the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the addictions, the things that we pursue that are not of God, and the fight that it takes to get through those is grueling sometimes. And the fight that it takes to progress through those things is really tough. But Paul, talking about here, he says, I know that the sufferings of this present time, they're not even worth comparing to the glory of God that's going to be revealed in us. So on both ends of the spectrum here, we look at how bad this is. There's no way it's going to even come close to how good it's going to be when God reveals himself to us in a new way. Sure, I think that's going to come to absolute fulfillment when we get to heaven and we understand that and we see God face to face and we can look at Jesus. But I also think that that can happen for us on the daily. I think that God reveals himself to us in little chunks here and there as we begin to pursue him actively and begin to pursue that relationship with him and we really strive to get closer to him and be that son or daughter that he wants us to be and then begin to be the instrument and to be effective in our community. God reveals that glory to us in chunks and we can get closer and closer and closer to him and understand that. And I know personally for me, you know, the difficult times that I've had in my life and the times in my life where, you know, maybe it felt like there wasn't going to be a tomorrow, or if there was, it wasn't going to be worth it anyway, or whatever the issue is there. It's rough, it's dark. But I know that on the other side of that, and when I start to begin to climb out of that shadow and move into the light, that just that part right there, God's showing me enough of his glory that I can see, wow, you really are worth it. You really are worth pursuing. You really are worth trying my best to get to. You really are worth giving up this and leaving that and going forward to this and not looking back at the things behind me, but trying to move forward into what you have for me. It's worth it. And I want to tell you, it's worth it for you too. It's worth it for you to leave the person you are today. Maybe that's a good person. Maybe you don't have major struggles. Maybe you don't have major issues that you're dealing with. But it's worth leaving who you are today and pursuing to be something better tomorrow in God. And to pursue that relationship in a way that you begin to be more effective. You begin to be more bold in your faith. You begin to be able to speak clearly and articulate the words of God in a way that are effective. It's worth it. Because the glory on the other side of that is always tremendous. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us that. But he also needs our obedience to be able to do that. He needs us to be able to live in a way that he can reward. You know, I want to bless my kids all the time. I want to be super nice to them. I want to do awesome things for them. But if they have poor behavior, I can't reward that. I can't reward them acting like a fool and going crazy about little things here and there. I have to begin to teach them to say, it's not a rewards-based system, but it's also something that God is going to bless our obedience, and God is going to bless that heart that strives to be closer to him. So tonight, talk about where's the fruit, man? What is patience? Patience is perseverance. Patience is the ability to endure difficult situations. Where does it come from? How do we get it? It begins to be that byproduct of trust in God. When we know that he has everything in control, he has the whole world in his hands, like the song, the whole wide world in his hands. And when we begin to understand that, even the most basic principles of what we know as Christians, we go back to that and understand that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that it's going to be okay. Because we have trust in him. And we get to the point where if we live another day, that's awesome. If we die tomorrow, that's awesome too, because we get to go to heaven. It's like Paul talking about it. To die is gain, to live is gain, all that stuff that he's talking about there. And if he gets to live another day, he gets to be another instrument. If he doesn't, he goes to see Jesus. It's awesome either way. We know that, and we have that trust in him. How do we show it? I mean, we show it by becoming unflappable by the circumstances around us. Not getting caught up in the things of the daily grind that we have and the daily issues that come our way and all the little things here and there that we struggle with. We don't get caught up in those things. Well, man, how do you do that? How do you make that happen every day? It's just like we talked about. It's praying that God allows us to gift us with the spiritual awareness to say, holy smokes, this day is rough. I'm struggling here. Why am I so off today? What's going on today? And to be able to pull our eyes back and begin to start there at square one. I know God loves me. I know He loves me no matter what. And then to be able to understand that because He loves us, we can find joy in difficult situations. And when we can find joy in difficult situations, we can live in peace. And when we can live in peace, we can be patient in difficult times. It takes that step-by-step thing there. And I know it's basic, but it's what I have to do to begin to refocus my mind and my heart to be able to be effective to those around me. Tonight, I hope that it's shedding some light on what patience is. And I hope that you do pray for patience. I hope that it's something that you're not scared of and it's not that, oh man, I'm not going to pray for patience because things are going to get worse or whatever and I'm going to have to deal with them. Pray for patience in a way that you can allow yourself to trust in God no matter what and to be able to build that relationship with Him to be even more strong than it is right now. That begins to bolster you in that relationship so that you can be effective for Him. Tonight, as we get ready to close, pray with me. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. God, I thank You for this day, and I thank You, God, for showing us how to get to You and how to, not just what these spiritual, the fruits of the Spirit are, God, but how to obtain them, and God, how to give them out, how to distribute these things as well. God, I pray that You would make this process of patience, God, so clear to us and so real to us that it becomes easy to refocus ourselves. And when we find ourselves being agitated or frustrated or, God, just distracted by the things around us, that You give us that spiritual nudge and You give us that little conviction to say, hey, man, where you at today? Logan, what are you doing today? Sir, ma'am, what are you doing today? And begin to go back and refocus and begin to build on the other fruits that come before this, as Paul's talking about here, and begin to find that patience in You and find that endurance in You and find that perseverance in You so that we can show that to those around us that no matter what situation is we're in, it's like Paul was talking about in Philippians, we can be content and understand that when we have a little, we have a lot, when we're struggling, when we're doing well, when we're hungry, when we're fed, all those things, to find the contentment in that and then to understand that we can do all things through You when You strengthen us. God, I pray that it would just be so real and so just as a fervent desire, God, to seek You and to get to You in a way that allows us to become more effective for You. God, we love You. We thank You just for Your ability and Your desire to give us these things. As we seek You, God, we begin to find You. We begin to find You in deeper and deeper ways. But it starts with just the simplest of things and remembering who You are and the fact that You love us. And Your love is so deep and so immense and so unbelievably huge that we can't escape it and we can't deny it, God. It's so real and so there. We thank You for that. God, I pray that You would just bless our church family. God, I pray that You would just help us to seek You and to find You deeper individually, God, and then that progress us corporately. God, I pray that You give us a desire to break the monotony of the everyday life, God, and begin to seek You out on the daily, and God, begin to pray for opportunities and seize them when they show up to further Your kingdom. I love You so much, and I'm so thankful for who You are, and I'm so thankful for the fact that You love us that much and that immensely. It's in Your name that I pray. Amen. All right, so next week we got a business meeting. The week after that, I think we're here, and maybe for a week or two there. We'll kind of see how that goes with holiday scheduling and all that. But well, I'm excited to jump back in with you guys next week, or week after next, sorry. Come to the business meeting next week. We'll be there too. And we'll jump back into it and just continue this series, and however long it takes, and we'll go from there. You guys have a great week. Thanks.